We are at the point of the COVID-19 pandemic where tens of thousands of Americans are facing the kind of grief they never imagined, processing a loved one's death at a distance. One of them is Rick Holter. He's originally from Maryland, and he's now at member station KERA in Dallas. He shares this remembrance of his father.
They buried my dad last week. Normally, I'd say we buried him, but this is nothing like normal. I was 1,300 miles away, working remotely at my dining room table. My sister, her husband, their son, they stood in a church cemetery in Maryland, socially distanced from the pastor and the grave itself. My brother and his wife were in the grass on the other side. So were another niece and nephew. And my other brother and his wife, they left separate ends of their house, drove separate cars. At the cemetery, he didn't want to do more than crack his car window. Quarantined. 10 people, one funeral, a pandemic-sized hole in our hearts. See, Dad had COVID-19. They tested him Thursday, the day his liver gave out, the day half my family made a final visit. He died Friday. The results came back Saturday. Positive. I'm a journalist. I've read plenty of stories about nightmares in nursing homes, about the horrors of a loved one dying alone, of the daughter waving through a window, of the brother left to grieve long distance. Then it happened to me. I'm Richard Jr., the oldest of four. He was Richard Sr., Dick to his friends, dairy farmer who turned 92 last month, the day before St. Patrick's. Time of death, 3:45 in the morning. Milking time. In our family, he was always the quiet one. The one who trudged out to round up the cows before dawn for 3/4 of a century. The one who spent more than a decade wheeling the love of his life and then dear friends around the retirement center. The one who was fiercely loyal to the Maryland Terrapins and whom I accompanied to ACC basketball tournaments for 30 straight years. The one who loved nothing more than sitting back with a grin while his kids, his grandkids, and then his great-grandkids chattered away at Sunday dinner. A man of deep faith and a clear tenor voice whose quiet strength won't be forgotten. The last few weeks, day after day, it's been so easy to get lost in the numbers, the confirmed cases, the ventilator counts, the deaths. My dad would have appreciated the numbers. He loved sports, loved to check the box scores in the paper every morning, loved to repeat them on the phone later that day, even if he'd read the same box score online the night before. The thing is, today, these numbers, everyone is one. Everyone is a Dick Holter. Way back, we're Norwegian Germans, a little stoic, not exactly emotional, not a lot of tears. On Sunday, 2 days after he died, I asked Alexa to play some background music. She obliged, as she always does. Then came this.
525,600 minutes. How do you measure a year?
I grabbed my wife in a vicious hug, and I broke. For my dad, it would have been about 49,400 minutes, and not one of them wasted.
Rick Holter is Vice President of News at member station KERA in Dallas.